Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listeners. Thank you for being here today. My name is Bob. Thank you for showing up. And I am filling in for Mara today. She gave me a call last night, and she has broken her hip and at this moment is in surgery. So if we could all please take a moment and send our positive thoughts, our positive energy, send our love, that love that she sends to us all the time, if we can send that to her, make the love of God enfold her, surround her, make her peaceful. May the surgery be a complete success and the recovery time be very short. Mara had called me a few weeks ago, or sent me an email a few weeks ago, and asked me if I would be a co-host on her show. My initial response was, well, why would she ask me to do that? And I was very fearful. I responded, yes, I would, and we've tried to get together to make that happen. And last week, I thought I might be doing what I'm doing this week. She called me, and she was stuck in some fog, and she asked that I either get online and cancel the show, or she asked that I just go ahead and host the show. So I got on and I canceled. Last night, she called me and had told me about her hip, and she asked me if I would please get on and either cancel her show or do the show. This time I decided I'd do the show. The topic today that Mara had chosen was judgment. And her short description was, ever find yourself sitting around critiquing others, family, friends, the person walking by? In the end, do you really feel better about you? I think we can all answer that question pretty easily. The answer is no. You might feel good about yourself at the moment as you're making fun of someone or you're judging them because of what they look like, what impairment they might have, and you may think that it's funny as you sit there with your friends and you giggle. But in the end, you do always end up feeling bad about yourself for what you've done. I didn't have a lot of time to prepare, but I woke up this morning and I looked at her topic last night, and then this morning I looked at it and I thought I'd do a little research, and I thought I would look in the Rig Veda to see what it says about judgment there. For we all know that in the Bible it tells us, judge not lest you be judged. And that's something that I think we all have heard, but we've never really taken to heart, and I thought, let me look in some other religious texts and find other information about judgment. And I opened up the Rig Veda. Sorry, I'm a little nervous, quite a bit nervous, but I'll make it through this, and it'll be easier and easier every time. The first thing that I saw was in Book 10, Hymn 163. I'm going to read it to you because it was as if I were just woke up and guided right to this, and it's a hymn, and it goes like this. From both thy nostrils, from thine eyes, from both thine ears, and from thy chin, forth from thy head and brain and tongue, I drive thy malady away. From the neck, tendons and the neck, from the breastbones and from the spine, from shoulders, upper, lower arms, I drive thy malady away. From viscera and all within, forth from the rectum, from the heart, from kidneys, liver, and from spleen, I drive thy malady away. From thighs, from kneecaps, and from heels, and from the forepart of the feet, from hips, from stomach, and from groin, I drive thy malady away. From what is voided from within, and from thy hair, and from thy nails, from all thyself, from top to toe, I drive thy malady away. From every member, every hair, disease that comes in every joint, From all thyself, from top to toe, I drive thy malady away. I thought it was amazing that I just opened up to that, because it's a prayer for Mara. It's a prayer to drive the malady away from her, to keep disease away, to keep infection, to keep everything that could happen in these types of situations away from her. So I thought it was very appropriate to read that today. I kept looking around for other things about judgment, and I really couldn't find much. So as I was reading this morning, I came across a parable, and I love parables because they're fun to play with in your mind and fun to apply to things that are going on in your life right now. And a lot of times we can find something that makes us feel good from the parable. So I chose this one from Luke. It says, a man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any. So he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, for 3 years now I've been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil? The man replied, sir, leave it alone for one more year. I'll dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down. It made me think about the chile piquin tree or plant bush that we have in our backyard. A friend of ours brought it to us about a year and a half ago, and it was in a container that had its own dirt from where it had been at in the past. And we left it in that bucket out in the backyard, and it didn't do so well. We decided to replant it. I shouldn't say we. My partner decided to replant it. And he replanted it and cut it all down to almost nothing. And I remember saying, wow, this is never going to work. This isn't going to grow here. Da, 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 da. And a lot of negative energy I was putting out towards this bush. And in a few months, I noticed that it started growing more. And Micah kept telling me, just have faith, have faith. Well, last weekend, our friend that brought us the little bush over came over for dinner, and I was outside walking around looking at the plants, and I noticed that the bush had little chilies on it. So I looked up and thanked God for the chilies and picked them off and threw them in the salad that we were eating that night. So if you have faith, and if you take the time to spend time alone and search with inside, you're able to let the fruits grow. And Galatians says that these fruits are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Those are all things that we need to practice. They're all things that are easy for us to not do each day. We get in our cars in the morning, we drive to work, someone cuts us off, we lose our self-control, and we get out of focus. We become uncentered. We all need to take time for ourselves and center ourselves and start to bear some of these fruits. And it's not hard. It's not sitting down and meditating for everyone. For some people, yes. For some people, no. I think it's important that everyone knows that there's a lot of ways that we can center ourselves. Going to the gym centers some people. That adrenaline rush that you get when you leave the gym because you've been working hard, you've got your heart pumping, you're taking care of that body. Or maybe just a walk in the park, looking at the beautiful things around you. This time of year, maybe it's looking at the beautiful leaves, the bitter colors. It could be sitting in a dark room in lotus position, meditating, centering yourself. It's all about centering yourself. Maybe it's planting flowers in your yard, planting vegetables or herbs that you're going to eat later. It could be volunteering, going to a shelter, helping there, helping out at the food pantry. It could be just cooking a meal, taking those raw ingredients and creating a dish that is helping to nourish your body. Again, we need to keep ourselves centered. We need to promise ourselves that we'll take time every day for ourselves. We need to feed ourselves. We need to fertilize ourselves so that we can prosper. We need to surround ourselves with others who feed themselves. We don't need to have that negative energy around us all the time, pulling us down. We need to separate ourselves from those that are stagnating. Perhaps they need their dormant time. Perhaps they need to be cut down. Who knows? We cut down that little bush and now it's bearing fruit. Maybe we would have cut that down and maybe it wouldn't have borne fruit, but we had the faith. We watered it. We fertilized it. We were able to eat from those fruits. So I challenge everybody that the coming week to not lose your self-control. Be patient. Be peaceful. Do a good deed. Pay it forward. Be gentle and kind. Those are the only things that we need to do to keep life happy. I was very fearful about doing this show this morning, and I was reading in The Law of Success and by Paramahansa Yogananda. And he says here that fear exhausts life energy. It is one of the greatest enemies of dynamic willpower. Fear causes the life force that ordinarily flows steadily through the nerves to be squeezed out, and the nerves themselves to become as though paralyzed. The vitality of the whole body is lowered. Fear doesn't help you to get away from the object of fear. It only weakens your willpower. Fear causes the brain to send an inhibiting message to all bodily organs. It constricts the heart, checks the digestive functions, and causes many other physical disturbances. When the consciousness is kept on God, you will have no fears. Every obstacle will then be overcome by courage and faith. So during this week, when you come into a moment of fear, look to God, whether that's Jesus for you or Allah or whoever your God is, look to your God. Ask him to help you with those fears, and you'll overcome those obstacles to give you faith and courage. Again, in closing, from both thy nostrils, from thine eyes, from both thine ears, and from thy chin, forth from thy head, brain, and tongue, I drive thy malady away. From the neck tendons and the neck, from the breastbones and from the spine, from shoulders, upper, lower arms, I drive thy malady away. From viscera and all within, forth from the rectum, from the heart, from kidneys, liver, and from spleen, I drive thy malady away. From thighs, from kneecaps, and from heels, and from the forepart of the feet, from hips, from stomach, and from groin, I drive thy malady away. From what is voided from within, and from thy hair, and from thy nails, from all thyself, from top to toe, I drive thy malady away. From every member, every hair, disease that comes in every joint, from all thyself, from top to toe, I drive thy malady away. Peace be with everyone.